Hello.
Good afternoon. You're on the Central Club Call-In Show. What's your name? Where are you from?
It's Darren and Graham from Middlesbrough.
Hey, we got the Borough Boys in, yeah?
Yeah, we got the Borough Boys in.
Yeah. Up there, Borough.
So is this the Borough Boys who are on TikTok with the viral video of the chicken fried rice song, yeah?
Yeah, that's us.
Nice to have you on, boys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Right. Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. This is our first week of phone ins. So yeah, it's been a good day. We've had some really good calls in. It's been some heavy ones. It's been some light-hearted.
We're
looking for some more, a bit more uplifting, and we're hoping you two can give us that.
Oh, you're following the right people, then.
So how long are you in Benidorm, man? You're not there all year round, then?
No, we just go every time we get a cheap flight. If we can get a cheap flight out, we've got no work on, we'll just go.
What's your jobs like?
I've got my own business. I just do odd jobs, you know what I mean? Where my mate's a window cleaner.
Retired.
He's just retired because he's top heavy. So
top a bit of beef.
So someone's gonna get a cheap flight out now, we're off, you know what I mean?
Loving life.
Love torture. Yeah, just torturing people in Benidorm.
Yeah, just go around doing pranks in Benidorm and just stuff like that. It's crazy. It's gone crazy, to be honest.
Yeah, because you've got a massive following on TikTok, the both of you, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's not just one viral video. It's not just that chicken fried rice video. It's absolutely hundreds and hundreds of viral videos.
Well, you know, maybe one day we can get you down for a full podcast and we can dive in on some of the things you do, but I think what we would like, maybe if you want to give us some stories of your Benidorm days.
Well, it started off with a bag for life. The lad I'm with now, Big Dog, his ex-wife now. His ex-wife. She had his suitcase. So he went, he come to the airport with a bag for life. So I'm saying, you can't go on a plane with that, Darren. He's going, well, she's in me suitcase. I said, well, you're going to have to buy one. So we walked around the airport. We couldn't buy one.
No way, wasn't
there. There was nowhere open with suitcase in. So he tries to get through security with his bag for life. So I'm saying, what's going on? He's going, you can't go for a wee with that. I'm saying, why? Because it's open. So he goes outside, right? And there was a Louis Vuitton one hanging out with a bin, like an old, proper old one.
Handles hanging off and everything.
Handles hanging off and stuff. So he goes, oh, we'll get through with that. So he shuts his clothes and that. But he puts it through the thing, the zip snaps on it.
Zips don't work on it as well.
So that's how it all started. And then, obviously, his wife didn't want him to go. So she, and when we got there, he picked a pile of T-shirts up off the top. And
she's put them in there. Yeah, doing my son's T-shirts.
It was his son, so obviously he walked out Benidorm with skin tight top on, and that's just how it all started.
Why?
He just said, well,
"Yeah, go on."
Just wear it. He said, "Just wear it." I said, "No, behave, man." He said, "No, just wear it. It'll be funny." If that was Cheltenham Week as well, wasn't it? Because we got to the marina. Fuck. Marina Hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone just come over, they'll piss themselves laughing.
But that ended up with the lad barbell and stuff. So that's how it all started, really.
Yeah. And this is how. That,
yeah. And then his partner threw him out, sold his PlayStation.
Yeah. Got the man from the bingo.
Yeah. All because she couldn't go to Bonkers Bingo.
Fucking hell.
She was having an affair with the man out of Bonkers Bingo.
Sold me PS4.
Well, she was at, wait a minute. She was having an affair with the guy from Bonkers Bingo.
Yeah, Bonkers Bingo, yeah. Well, I didn't know that. She said it just started, but I think it was before then. She was never away from the fucking bloody place. Sorry for swearing.
So now Benidorm is you've both become kind of like a famous face in Benidorm. I bet the missus is old news now, is she?
Yeah. No, it's very old news.
Yeah. How long have you been going to Benidorm now, Wayne?
10 years, about 10 or 11 years now.
Fuck.
We went first for his 30th birthday party. It's like for his birthday.
Yeah.
And he never turned up. Well, he did turn up. He just wouldn't get on the plane because he's scared of flying.
Oh, yeah, there's
another story. That was our first flight. Yeah.
So we all went away from our 30th birthday.
Well, you never.
And I got the airport and I froze. So they're going, where are you going? I'm saying, I'll go through in a minute. So my luggage went to Benidorm, but I didn't. So they're saying, your flight's leaving. I was saying, yeah, let it leave. So anyways, I'm trying to get through security. Saying, where are you going? I said, I'm going home. Well, where's your plane? I said, there. It was on the runway, taking off. So, where's your luggage? I said, they're on the plane with me. So then they phoned me up. Day before they're coming home, I was saying, I'll drive over one.
Yeah.
I saw the phone, I said, I'll drive over.
Fuck
so
that.
They end up...
So how did you overcome your fear of flying? Because obviously you fly now. This is quite interesting because I'm scared.
I've done a free for flying course.
There's an actual course?
There's still one there.
I've done an actual course, free for flying, sat with a pilot and was 180 quid. You flew from Leeds, Bradford to Leeds, Bradford, just up and down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the pilot was like talking and stuff, like in a room, like a classroom, telling you everything about how you, like what goes on. And
are you fucking serious? Like, well, this exists.
I understand. Seriously, you type in Google FIFA flying course, and you'll be book one.
Wow.
Are you scared of flying as well? Like,
yeah. My missus lives in Gateshead, and I'm scared. Like, she flies down to Bristol Airport. But I'm too scared. But we're going to Italy in the summer as well. Like, and I'm just like flapping.
Yeah, honest. I done one from like it was Leeds Bradford up and round and back down. But as you're doing the pilot's on like your pilot's sat with you.
It's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. Yeah.
Like those big.
You're talking like a 5-year-old, and that, imagine.
No, but I thought I was scared, right? And those people proper shaking and crying. I'm thinking, I'm a that bad. Surely. But in the end, so we started flying. That's when we started, like, going over there.
And I'll sit there, me and giggle, when we set off. You want to see faces he pulls. You know, when he's all right when he's in the air, he's taking off and landing. Yeah. I pull some funny faces, man. I just sit there laughing at him, mate.
Do you have a drink in now, though, before you get on? Do you have a drink in now before you get on a plane?
No, I need tablets now.
I do.
A couple of Valium.
I need tablets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I take, yeah.
Yeah. My mum takes them as well. She's fucking dribbling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking dribbling on the zebra crossing in Spain now when she's landed. what's Benidorm?
We once went.
Go on.
We once went and missed three flights.
Oh, fucking hell.
To Benidorm. Like, missed three flights. We were flying home at 6 o'clock in the morning. And our mate sent us a drink over in the Triangle Bar.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got to down these drinks. I've sent them over for you. So me and him were staying opposite this bar. So he sent them over a pint glass. He said, they wouldn't be on the bars when I film it. So she filmed it. I don't know what was in the drinks, but I just went like pear-shaped after I drank it. So I goes home, I stepped in for the flight. So my dad flies over. My dad was coming over a couple of days after. So my mate here, sensible. There was loads of hotel rooms getting robbed and that in Spain.
Yeah.
So my dad's got an apartment over there. We're not allowed in. So
I can imagine.
He stays in the apartment. He stays in his apartment, and we were staying in a hotel. And it looked like I've never been to prison, but it looked like a proper prison. So we nicknamed it HMP Benidorm. We nicknamed it HMP Benidorm. It was a prison, like a prison landing.
So like a balcony with a glass roof and all that. Yeah, it looked like a prison.
So my dad flies home on us at the morning. But we went on the same flight with my dad because we were supposed to be home a couple of days before.
No, we were supposed to all fly back together. It was the airstrike.
So my dad said, when you could rather one of us fly home on our own, or he said, I'll fly home on my own. So I said, but dad, you just fly home on your own.
We go on a Monday, wouldn't
it? Yes, and we'll go the day after. So he wakes me up on a Monday morning. Cake. I said, what? Did you get the passports off your dad? I said, no, why wouldn't he get the passports off my dad? I said, why would my dad have our passports? I give him them. I said, well, what for? Because I seen on Facebook all some hotel rooms getting like people pinching stuff out of hotels.
I thought I was doing a good thing.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'm you. So I phoned my dad up. I says, where's the passport? Oh, in the drawer in the apartment. I said, any keys over here? I said, where are you now? He said, oh, I'm landed in the UK. I said, why are we back? He said, oh, no, I'm being, like, serious. So we fucking stuck there for another...
Don't tell someone brought the keys over, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, someone will fly over from... I put a TikTok on saying, look, anyone flying from the UK, and could you bring us some keys over? I'm being serious. We're stuck in Benetton. So someone from Newcastle was flying, and they brought the keys over with us, for us.
Come all the way, didn't they? Yeah, get the keys
yeah,
up
yeah, again. Yeah, yeah, so that was nice of them.
How long do you go over there each time? Like weeks, days?
About a week.
Yeah, about a week, yeah.
And what do you take? I seen the one video, like, you know, you must have had, like, a little bag with you. What are you taking, like? You just surviving on fuck all?
No, what we do, we've got clothes in my dad's apartment. We can go and, like, we leave our clothes there, but we can't stay there.
Right.
So we have to take, like, a little bag, obviously. We just go and get our clothes and then go wherever we're staying. Because I nearly got him evicted because... 4 o'clock in the morning, me and him were having a laugh and carrying on the balcony, and the security guy knocked on the door. He said, you know what time it is? And I was, me being sarcastic, I said, oh yeah, 4 o'clock. And he looked at us fuming, didn't he?
Yeah.
I said, 4 o'clock, mate. And he just looked at it, like 4 o'clock in the morning, he looked at us fuming. And he phoned me the next day, he said, one more report and you're out. And that phone, what have you been doing? I said, no. He said, yes, what time it was? He said, yeah, like, to say, like, don't be noisy after, like, yeah, you know what time it is, like...
Don't it's residential, noisy. Isn't it, your dad's?
Yeah. Hey, what's so special about Benidorm?
Oh, well, it's just, class.
Honestly, just some of the stuff you say, it's just unbelievable. It's just funny.
Just chilled out. You can just walk anywhere, do you know what I mean? You can go on your own and, like, just go into a bar and you could just go and sit with someone. We'll end up with them all day.
Yeah.
We both broke our...
Do you know what I mean? It's just all chilled out.
Both broke our foot over there.
Yeah.
Broke a foot each.
I got knocked off a stool by a bumblebee.
Yeah, I got another by a mobility scooter.
Said bumblebee in fancy dress.
Best part about it, right? There was these two kids, right? These two kids. Not kids, they were about 15.
About 15, 16.
They were proper crying, like screaming. And I said, what's going on? But our transfer was picked us up like within 15 minutes. So I said, what's the money? Oh, we're stuck. We can't get home.
We're being robbed.
I said, being robbed? So yeah, can I phone my dad off your phone? I said, yeah, of course I can. So he gives him my phone. So she, I then phone him because he's going to go mad. We're supposed to be back in Albeda somewhere, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was 10 miles out of Benidorm. Yeah,
10 miles out of Benidorm. So I says, we can't leave these. I said, what we'll have to do, we'll have to get a taxi at the airport.
Yeah, we were on mobility school.
Because we were on like mobility schools at the time. So we ended up, it took, honestly, so these two kids started arguing with each other. So me and him, like, trying to, like, air them like sheep, saying, look, you've got to go. Yeah. We've got to get a taxi. We can't even bend on like this. So anyways, we get to the taxi. I pay the taxi fare for them. Goes back to the hotel. I spins in front of him on a mobility scooter. Where we bang, straight in my foot.
He wasn't. He was fucking about.
Yeah. So I span in front of you and he hit me right in the foot. So I broke my foot. So he's crying, laughing at me. 2 months later, it was fancy dress over there.
The Fiestas, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Fiestas. So he was dressed as Kenneth out of Benidorm, like on the TV
I've
show.
Seen that.
Like, he looked more like Kenneth than Kenneth, honestly.
I've seen that. No, brilliant.
Yeah, so he just, he falls back on a chair.
On a stool
and someone dressed as a bumblebee. Broke his foot, but he was probably crying after me. So next day,
Kenny fell on a bumblebee. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Honestly, it's just the stuff over there.
Yeah.
How ironic it is, right? About 3 months before that, when I was at home, went having a drink out the back where I lived, and like I put the glass up to me mouth, went had a drink, only got stung off a bee on my lip.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, so my face all swelled up. I was getting an ambulance and that. My throat was closing.
Yeah, it's dangerous. So
I said, he couldn't fucking make it up. I said, I need to keep away from bumblebees. I broke my foot on fucking...
fucking brilliant. Hey, listen. Hey, we'd have to get you down for a podcast soon, yeah? What I want to know is, before you go, who's the biggest shagger out of you two in Benidorm? Who's got more bodies?
I've got a partner. He's just
I was in my prime. No, I don't think I've got one in me now. When the first time I'd gone, I was at it all the time, man. Every time I went.
Well, sure.
Now it's slowed down a bit. Well, I've slowed down a bit.
Did you get any?
You've got loads.
Did you get loads after that video, though? Did you get loads of fanning after that?
Oh, no, not really. I just don't really bother anymore now.
He's got only 500 days on his leg over, man.
I've seen that.
He's still as fast as his laces now.
I most probably, if I tried, I just don't bother anymore now.
He's impotent.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, fucking brilliant.
You can't get a carry on now.
Can't remember last time I fucking seen it.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah, like I said, there's loads of stories. Even the one where we got robbed by the P-men and we ended up having to buy T-shirts over there to sell cheap. You know, like knock-off T-shirts.
Yeah.
Then fucking
finish us with that. Go on.
Right, so over there, there's people, like, they're called P-men. So they have a cardboard box with three potatoes on the top and a little pea. But you can see the pea. So I send my mate, I'm going to get some money change over. So I'll get me 100 quid changed over. We only had £250 left between us for 5 days. Ooh. So he goes and gets money changed over. And but you can see the pea, so you think you're going to win. But once they do something with it,
they must squash it in.
Yeah, the pea goes. So he ends up front of the queue with these P-men.
Hang on a minute. We need to paint a picture for the people here. So there's a... What's the object of the game?
Right, there's a cardboard box.
Yeah.
On the top of this cardboard box is three potatoes.
Yeah.
There's a big crowd standing around them all, but they all in together.
Yeah.
And he mixes the taties up and you're supposed to pick where the pea is, if you know what I mean. Like a cup with a ball in.
Yeah.
Where you mix them up. Yeah, it's like one of them. But it shows you like the little pea but sticking out. Yeah. So I'm thinking, that's it. So I'm 50 euro straight away, giving me like that. Out there. He's in the other fucker. Ah, I thought, hey, I'm not really crying.
So as you can see this pea, like when he moves about, you can actually see the pea. Like you can actually see it. So yeah. he lost 50 euro his first go. The time after, he starts betting my money then. he comes back. I said, he's getting money changed over, yeah? Okay, you'll have to sort out when I get home. I said, what do you mean? I fucking seen the bloke with a P. I said, you've never been on that. I said, they're fucking scammers.
Nah.
I could see the P. I said, did you win? He went, no. I said, so the scammers? I said, I've seen them all at arm. Yeah, but those people winning all over, so they're in with it. Like, let people win, but they're in
yeah,
with these people.
They're part of the crew, like, yeah.
Yeah. So we had 100 euro left between us for the last 4 or 5 days. So we sat in a bar and this woman come round selling these fake, like
Lacoste. On the pool table, yeah, didn't she?
Lacoste T-shirts.
Lacoste
they were called. I said, how much of them? She went, 4 euro a week, but we'll do a deal if you buy 50. I said, I'll get 100 euro now for 50. She goes, go on then. So we ended up buying these 50 T-shirts. So I said, we'll go around the bar and sell them. I said, we'll easily get 5 euro each of them.
Double the money, yeah.
So we'll go to the first bar, sold two straight away, bang. So me and him thought we were going to be millionaires off this. Anyway, we couldn't sell one anywhere after that. So he gives us a little bouncer in Benidorm. So this bouncer goes to us, here, Albert was selling for you straight away in the armbar.
Yeah, in the tropical.
Yeah. So he says, Albert was selling for you straight away. I said, well, go on then. I said, we stuck the money. I said, so we need to.
We had to go back to the hotel. We never had enough money. Yeah.
I said, we're going back now. He said, look, I'll have these sold by tomorrow. Honest, when it goes back the next day, right, what do you think the man's behind the bar?
He did it right now.
He's been sacked.
Never seen him. Never seen him again.
Never seen him again. Never seen our T-shirts again.
Oh, what a little fucker. Hey, guys, I've got to go. The time's going to run out, man. It's a pleasure talking to you both. And we'll give you a podcast.
Fun. Yeah, yeah. Anytime, mate.
Hey, top man, guys.
Nice one.
Oh, they seem like a funny pair, them two. I wouldn't mind going to Benidorm with them. Fucking, I didn't know they do flying tests. A fear for flying? What, course? Oh, course, yeah. Yeah, shout out to them. Chicken fried rice.